My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar. He is a freshman from the Grand Canyon State's 1st Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which is investigating the Fast and Furious fiasco in which the Justice Department intentionally got firearms into the hands of Mexican drug lords. Some of those ended up committing murders, including the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. The latest development in this ongoing probe is that, according to documents recently released, Attorney General Eric Holder apparently had in fact been briefed and knew a whole lot more about the operation than he previously admitted to the committee during testimony. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Well, already the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is suggesting a special counsel to look into Holder's testimony and how it compares and potentially conflicts with the reality leading up to that testimony. What's your reaction to what appears to be Holder knowing at least somewhat more, if not a lot more, than what he told you a few months ago?
Well, we've been saying all along that in his release from the Department of Justice, from excerpts from, a dictation from his April 2nd, 2009 speech in Mexico, he actually knew all along about this. And I think that if anybody looks at the tape, question and answer remarks, body language doesn't usually lie, particularly when you look at the reformation of how he asked the re-question and trying to grapple for words to try to get circumvent of the true response. And I think, when you look at the dictation for the Justice Department, the remarks that he gave on April 2nd, it's very, very clear that there had to be oversight. And, people back in my home, Greg, really expect that when you're dealing in a situation this absurd with a foreign government, that you would normally tell the foreign government that you're working with. And that would mean that you would have to dictate through the Secretary of State. It's our southern border, so it's also defense of our southern border, and that would be the Secretary of Homeland Security. And then the Attorney General, which means that it's a cabinet-level decision. So we're already seeing in other excerpts that, Kevin O'Reilly from the National Security Staff of the White House was talking about this. And, Jason Weinstein even makes comments. It's a tricky case given the number of guns that have walked, but it's a significant set of prosecutions. But when you take that all into consideration, everybody should have known about this, because the other opportunity or the other side of the coin is that we had vigilantes going about this through the DOJ without having checks and balances, particularly when we allowed guns to walk with no supervision and our tracking mechanisms uncalled for.
Congressman, a couple of follow-ups based on what you said. First of all, what would be worse in the eyes of you and your fellow committee members, that Holder had absolutely no idea of the activity you just outlined, or the fact that he would be anywhere from stonewalling to, in the minds of some, committing perjury?
In neither side is a good opportunity. But I think what we need to do is we need, and I call on Attorney General Holder to be fully compliant with the subpoenas and answer to the full compliance of the committee, to know who authorized this and who created such a debacle that could have never worked. I mean, who could have even imagined, Greg, that you allowed guns to walk, that all of us in this country, particularly those in Arizona, in that general area, and the Mexican people, were all used as collateral damage. And what I mean by that is we have no idea where these guns are going to show up. They show up at crime scenes. And so if you're that unlucky person where they show up in the aspect of a crime scene, like Special Agent Terry, this is criminal.
We're talking with Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar. And Congressman, the last time you were with us, you mentioned something that I think raised a lot of eyebrows, and that's that the purpose of this mission was never really to, on the top level, sniff out these Mexican drug lords and implode them from the inside, but more as a gun control, as an excuse for gun control here in the United States. Elaborate a little bit more on that and whether you found out any more information on that.
Well, all of a sudden, we find it interesting in Arizona that the gun salespeople have now been imploded with new paperwork that they have to comply with. We've had at least three individuals from within my district that had visitations by ATF at their private residence, usually after hours. So something tells us something's wrong here, particularly when the gun salespeople were fully compliant. What they were doing was they called ATF when they didn't want to sell a straw purchase, and they were actually told to sell. They actually tried to follow up on with special agents, and those special agents were told to stand down. So, I mean, what gives here? I mean, that's why we're asking the question. And leadership comes at a cost, and that is taking acknowledgement of what transpired and how it was done, and that makes it fully compliant with the law.
I know you've gotten testimony to your committee from the former acting head of the ATF, Mr. Melson. What about some of these other agents who are either involved with telling gun dealers to sell guns they shouldn't have based on the criteria for selling guns? How many of those have come forward to tell you what they know?
Well, and that's where I leave it to the committee staff and committee chairman Issa. They've done an impeccable job, because you start at the bottom, you make sure that all the stones are unturned, and making sure that you haven't missed anything, and you move up the ladder. And as we're seeing the dump of documents, we're seeing the pressure rise. We're seeing people trying to backtrack. In fact, yesterday we saw, I think at the end of the day, somebody in the Justice Department saying, well, you know, the Bush administration did something like this, and they were trying to draw attention to Florida. I want to make sure that we're perfectly clear that we separate incidences. I'm not interested in that aspect. I'm interested in holding Fast and Furious accountable, because from what I know right now, this is an egregious attempt at circumventing the American people's right and using them as collateral, their livelihoods, their life, and the protection of their safety. And that just violates everything that Americans stand for.
Congressman, do you feel like your committee has more investigative work that it can do outside of compliance from the Justice Department, or are you pretty much waiting on information from them?
No, I think we got lots of things coming, Greg, and I think one of the things that we wanted to highlight, and now we're starting to get to highlight, is we wanted the national media to pick this up, and thank you for what you've done in your work. The NRA as well has brought this and kept it alive, as well as the folks back in Arizona. They've shown the implication of where these guns have shown up at crime scenes. We've seen our law enforcement folks back there who now are in worse straits, because they're fighting a criminal element that our government gave guns. I mean, and I'm also extremely mortified that we allowed weapons to go into a cartel's hands that is experiencing a civil war on the other side, where almost 45,000 Mexicans have lost their lives. That's truly even worse.
And the last time we spoke, Congressman, you said you would give the Justice Department an F in cooperation with the committee's investigation. One of the things we've heard just in the past few days is that an investigative reporter for CBS was perhaps one of the only mainstream media outlet reporters to be investigating the story, and was basically told that no one else who was reasonable was covering the story, and that she was yelled and screamed at for pursuing the story. What do you know about that, and what thoughts do you have in reaction to it?
Well, you know, it just tells you that the heat has been added, and we thank her for her perseverance, and justice will be done. Those are the paramount aspects, is that when people understand how egregious and how tragic this kind of thinking was, and that it did, from what it all appears to me, and the everyday citizen on Main Street, that there was orchestration all the way across here. And the fact that it took the death of Special Agent Brian Terry to bring this is horrible, absolutely horrible and deplorable.
Well, Congressman, as you mentioned, a lot more investigating to go to realize the full scope of what happened here. We'll certainly be reporting on what you do uncover. Thanks for your time tonight.
Greg, always a pleasure. Thanks so very much.
Thank you, sir. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which is investigating the Fast and Furious program. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.